I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden, and we are moving in the direction of manifesting miracles. And last week, I had a show to kick off my Manifestation of Miracles series with someone who was a successful real estate agent, my good friend Maria. She was talking about the manifestation of miracles from going from living in her mother's basement to being a successful real estate agent. Also, having to do with one of her babies who's now quite a bit older. But at the time, the doctor said that they didn't think that the baby had a good outlook. And, of course, this baby is as strong and healthy as ever. And, you know, I just want people to know that if one person can have a miracle, then everybody and anybody can have a miracle take place in their life. My brother, Dennis Warren, I'm so happy to have you on the show today, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, sis, and it's an honor to be here. It truly is.
People in the martial arts. Well, I appreciate that. Listen, I know people in the martial arts industry know who you are because we're both grandmasters, and it's a very small industry. And if you've been around a long time, people are going to know it, and they're going to know who you are. By the same token, you know, if you come out of the blue and you say that, you know, you're a 10th degree Kempo master, you better have some paperwork. So I got to tell you, that's how tight-knit this community is. But anyway, another story for another time.
Yes, I'm going to elaborate on that comment you just made, and I'm actually going to do a blog on that, and I'm going to do a post on that. And that'll be my subject for the International Sangshu and Wushu Federation for this week. But
yeah,
I'll start thinking
because
about
my brother.
That.
No, my brother is the keeper of how should we say this? You are the keeper of accountability in the martial arts industry. So you know, if anybody tries to pull something a little funny there, my brother Dennis is going to smell it. In addition, we're both grandmasters in martial arts. For me, that is in my art form, that's 30 years. And, I know that you've actually reached there a lot quicker than I did, but you might be a little older than me. I'm not saying that you're old. You might just be a little older than me.
I'm 66, and I'm proud to say that I'm 66 because
well, you look wonderful, brother.
And, thank you, sir.
You know, people don't know this about us, but we have more in common than just martial arts. Of course, we have the Native American connection, and we both try to do the Cherokee Masters of Martial Arts, where we go out and help a Native and Indigenous people who are going through really hard times. But besides that, my brother Dennis here, you know, I get on him. I say, listen, you weren't meant to be a layman. This guy, he should be in a pulpit. He knows the biblical stuff. Like, I mean, we'll sit and we'll chat for hours sometimes, especially in Messenger, just back and forth of just very deep, you know, spiritual stuff, all based out of the Bible. Him and I are both confessed Christian people, and we want people to know that. But, brother, I'm telling you, your knowledge is not something that a layman would sit on. Your knowledge comes from a higher source of someone who has studied, as you said, to show himself approved. So
exactly.
We got to talking today, and I said, you know what, this is important because I really felt heaven told me to start a series on the manifestation of miracles. And what you're telling me and what we're talking about right now, this needs to fit in. Brother, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Why is it that people, Christian people included, are so afraid of the word devil? Or how about H-E double hockey stick? You know, I mean, hell is real. There is a devil. There are demons. You know, there is power in good and there's power in evil. And when you know, evil is a power source that is not as great as ours, but it is still a power source. I'm going to let you answer that in a minute, but I got to just say this. A female minister, an ordained minister that is very well known, I saw that she came out with a book on how to kind of protect her household from demonic attacks and influences or whatever. I got to tell you, brother, I saw so many people of the Christian faith pummel her and knock her and say things like, well, you're using witchcraft, or Christianity is not about this hocus-pocus stuff. Let me tell you something. Christianity is about hocus-pocus. It may not be hocus-pocus, but it's the blood of Christ. Take it, brother. Tell me what you're thinking.
Actually, in the book of Exodus, there was a scripture and there was a statement that Moses gave to the Israelites when they were freed. He said, and I can go on, I'll give a couple examples right now, where he told them to write down the scripture and put it on your head. And I guess that superstition and that was a commandment at that particular time to the 12 tribes of Israel to do. And there was also Elijah, and there's others where people have taken scripture. I'll give another example where God told him to eat the scripture. So this is symbolic. And if that was the case, when Jesus said, eat this bread, this is my body. And back then, that was, to them, a pagan practice, but they did not understand the word. So it all comes back to understanding. He said, to eat this bread, this is my body, drink of this blood, drink of this wine, because this is my blood. And that was symbolic of his sacrifice for humankind, for us. He didn't have to do it for us, right, and for himself. See, he was pure. He had no sin.
Right.
So
right,
these things are symbolic as for us. Now, it's not like we're doing, and people mistake that, and they get that from the Catholicism, and I'm not knocking Catholicism, however the scripture says, about idolatry. Now, there's a difference between what you're told to do and what strengthens your faith as opposed to bowing down and praying to a statue of Mary. There's a completely different consideration to that, and we can go into that a little bit later. But yes, that is not superstition, and for them to ridicule someone like that for doing such a thing is a sin. They're committing a sin. Because now they're judging. That's judging.
And we Christians are so good at that. Listen, the judging thing, the judgmental thing is horrifying. But I thought, you know what? That's a pretty good book she wrote in, if the devil has given her that much grief over it. That's the first thing that I thought. You know, there are a couple of references in the Bible where Jesus Christ was manifesting miracles. He was doing miracles, of course, as the Son of God. And the religious leaders of that time said, you can do this because you're doing it in the name of Beelzebub, which was a pagan high priestess. You know, she was a sorcerer. And Jesus said to this priest, this Judas, the Judaistic priest, he said, explain to me how that works, that I'm actually doing good things in the name of someone who has a power source that comes from the devil. I mean, how can I possibly do works, good works, if I'm using a power source that comes from evil? Basically, that's what he's saying, to kind of paraphrase
exactly.
That.
Exactly. How can Satan cast out Satan? A house
there
divided against itself shall not stand. And that
exactly.
I think, is his exact words. And it's true. A house divided
exactly.
against itself will not stand. And he also made reference, after he cast out the demons, he said, there is one greater than Solomon who has come. And he made reference to King Solomon, which a lot of people are unaware of, because he was given a lot of power because of his wisdom. And because of this wisdom, in the Acts of Solomon, in the book called The Wisdom of Solomon, and at one time these books were included in the Bible before the Council of Nicaea was erected under the Emperor Constantine and Bishop Eusebius.
Right.
That these
exactly.
books, a lot of these books were included, including the Book of Enoch, which is also mentioned in the Book of Jude, which is in the New Testament. And he quoted it verbatim.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so just a little bit of a reference to Solomon before we move on. This man was the wisest man in the world on the entire planet. He was the wisest man. But you know what? There's an example of someone who was destroyed by his own greatness because he was seeking out the power of the women. What is it? 700 wives, 3,000 concubines. He was intrigued. He was intrigued
yes.
with women, and he was intrigued by the power sources and the sorcery that they brought with him. And, you know, even if you understand the pagan rituals, which is where modern-day witchcraft comes out of, paganism precedes the time of Christ, they were very familiar with Solomon. They used the Star of Solomon as their own pentagram because they claimed
yes.
that Solomon studied witchcraft and that Solomon was able to build the temple because of witchcraft. Now, I don't know. That's just what I know from paganism. I can't, that is not a biblical reference per se, but it makes sense, brother, because God had to take Solomon out. He took him out early because he was harvesting powers that were not through his God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because there's power. Power is power, but it wasn't the power he was supposed to use. Yeah.
Exactly.
So people don't know
about
that.
And that's spiritual power, where it's wicked power. The Bible says we battle not against flesh, but we battle against spiritual wickedness in high places and principalities.
Yes.
In the heavens, in high
yes.
places, spiritual wickedness in high places. So that's not the flesh down here. And Solomon, having that much wisdom, because God told him, because I've given you this so much wisdom that none before you nor none after you will have this kind of wisdom. He had the ability to
yes.
conjure up these spirits and,
yes.
and converse with them and get them to do his bidding. And that is witchcraft or sorcery, which is forbidden.
Yes.
In
matter of fact, if you understand what was going on with the Israelites, and people are like, why was God so angry in the Old Testament and so loving in the New Testament? It's because it was before the time of the perfect love, which was Christ, and before that time, it had to be about your works and about obedience to God. And the Israelites kept falling short because they kept worshiping idols. They kept going into paganism and witchcraft and sex temples and all these pagan things. And God said, if you keep doing it, man, you're going to go in bondage. I'm going to just delay you and delay you and delay you of getting the blessings that you're supposed to have. And that's basically, you know, in the back burner,
mm-hmm.
there's the devil trying to keep Jesus Christ from getting to earth, you know, with trying to do a stop. I mean, literally, the Holy Spirit works through a prostitute to get the seed of Christ here. Am I not right, brother?
That is absolutely true. Absolutely true. And that is in Jesus' lineage. Mm-hmm. And,
it is.
And
the Holy Spirit sometimes works through that door. No.
Exactly.
But
that's
the devil
God
was
works.
Constantly trying. Right. And
so much
that,
so
I mean,
that...
That's just,
that's what the sacrifice of the innocents was. The Magi, which is, and this alludes back to what you were saying before, which is short for magicians. And if you read about the Magi
yes.
who followed the star that led them to Jesus, brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they knew
yes.
that he was from God because the star led them, which led to the first incident, that Moses would not be born, and this is when Herod had all the firstborn killed, and that was called the sacrifice of the innocents.
Yes.
The same thing with Seti, Pharaoh
yes.
Seti. He killed all of the firstborn yes. to keep Moses from being born. That's
yes.
how the
That's
devil
correct.
Works.
That's
and using sacrifice,
yes.
murder, fear is scripture. I think it's the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. That's what the devil implants in people, fear. That's what he works on. And fear gets us to act
irrationally. That's what's going on today, brother, fear. Yep. Okay, let's see. I'm going to get back into the time of Christ where he said, as he's descending, he rose from the dead, he's ascending into heaven, and he said in Matthew chapter 10, I'm giving you full authority to lay hands on the sick, that they will be healed in my name, to cast out demons in my name, and to even, brother, raise the dead in my name. Those are the words of Christ. And if you're a Christian, Christian is someone who follows the teachings of Christ. You cannot cut that out. Now, I know I've been in religious situations where, brother, evidently I'm a little overbearing. I don't know how else to put it. I'm not.
Well, you know, doesn't the Bible, he says, come boldly. Because as Christians, we were burned in the Spanish Inquisition. Christians were massacred. You talk about genocide. That was the biggest religious genocide ever, the Spanish Inquisition. And it was because of these people's faith, they would not renounce their faith. And so, yes, a lot of people are persecuted because of their belief in Jesus Christ. And when Christ
And it's not just my belief. But brother, let me just clarify, because these are holy people. These are chaplains like myself. I'm an ordained chaplain. These are head chaplains in hospitals, places that I've worked in the inner city through religious organizations, and I've done a lot of work through these places. And the people, the head ministers or head chaplains who were over me, they got itchy around me because I was the one taking the authority to say, I realize that Satan and his minions are at work, and I have the authority to handle this and take care of it through Jesus Christ. They don't like that. All they want to do is just hand out more stuff and tell everybody, you know, oh, poor thing, you know, wow, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Somebody, you know, I'm sorry, brother, I've said this before. Somebody get some ballage here in our in our space. And seriously, in this end time when evil is so rampant and the devil is so rampant behind the things that are going on, you have to grasp your faith and know that it is a power source for you to do everything that Jesus Christ said, starting with healings for the sick people, casting out demons, and even resurrection, raising people from the dead. People say, oh, that doesn't happen anymore. Oh, yes, it does. If you've ever known anybody who died and came back to life, they were resurrected. And I know several people who died and went to heaven. I know one gentleman who died and went to hell and came back. They were resurrected for the kingdom of God because their work wasn't done yet. But we have the full power and ability to do that. And I don't understand why people today that are holy people and Christian leaders aren't putting this out there. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the manifestation of miracles, the first step is to believe that all things are possible. Mm-hmm. Mm. What do you say, brother?
Exactly. Exactly. And speaking on that, by faith, things were accomplished. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things seen. Faith without works is dead. You can sit there and talk all you want. You can hand out doctrine. But if you don't do anything, it's like you say, if you don't grow some and get out there and do something, the faith without the works is dead. You can say, I have all the faith. Yeah, you can believe, but you got to show it for it to be evident. And that is the manifestation of God's work and his glory.
That's right. Amen. Listen, I always say, brother, if you can't believe it, just don't doubt it, because doubt is the sin. Just don't doubt it, that all things are possible. And if you want miracles to manifest in your relationships, in your health, and in your finances, if you say you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he already gave you the keys to the kingdom to already access that abundant life that you need. And I know that sounds I sound like a preacher. Let me do that again.
Amen.
Like
Amen. That was beautiful.
Break that. Sometimes you start talking like a theologian, man, and I don't want to do that too much. I just want people to know that the devil will always attack people in health, in relationships, and in money issues. He always attacks in those three ways. But what I'm trying to say is Jesus Christ, through the spiritual act of the shedding the blood of a deity, his sacrifice on the cross, gives you complete power, if you believe in it, to have good relationships, healed relationships, money coming in, and good health. That's what that means.
Exactly.
Good stuff we're saying here, my brother. Good stuff.
And walking by that faith, you have to walk the walk. You can't just talk the talk. You have to walk the walk. And like you said, the devil is there to implant that little seed. And I believe the quote was, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you should say to this mountain, be ye removed. A mustard seed is so small, it just takes that much of faith to
have mountains
removed.
Brother, let me tell you something, what I've discovered. The manifestation of miracles almost always, 9 times out of 10, has something to do with restoration, things being restored. And you have to understand that it's just an ism, this restoration and the manifestation of miracles. It's your right. The Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God and try to do the right thing, then everything and anything you need, you're going to get. People go, well, I don't go to church and do all that to get things. Well, but I'm sorry, I didn't make up the rules. It says that you can get anything and everything that you want or need if you seek first the kingdom of God. So your frame of mind of where you are at all times is very important for the manifestation of miracles, brother. In other words, your intent to at least try to do the right thing, your intent to seek the kingdom of God is what will manifest miracles, not perfect people. You and I both sin. I mean, I know you sin. I'm just kidding.
Every day, and I ask for forgiveness, and I'm mindful of that. And that's where God gives us the ability to repent. And
that's all it takes.
Now, a lot of people misinterpret that. Repent means to change or walk away from. And even though it is so hard, and that's the devil's job, and even in our Lord's Prayer, yield not to temptation, because that is his job, to tempt you. And so we have to be strong to yield not to temptation. And believe me, sister, that's a hard one to do. But if you are tempted, the Bible says if you look upon a woman in your heart, and that was one of my lust, I think that's in every man's heart. He's committed adultery in his heart already. It's just as bad as if he's already done it. So you have to repent, and that way, when you're repenting, you're taking your thoughts off of that negativity, off of that sin, and putting your mind and your heart into God, into one focus. And then your focus, your heart is in God, your mind is in God, and then things happen. Things happen.
Mm.
Because now you're 100%.
Yes.
He said, I know your heart.
Yes, because nobody's ever good enough. Nobody's good enough to receive an abundant life on earth and eternal life in heaven. That's what Paul writes about in the rest of the New Testament. We're not good enough. And I take a little bit of, what's the word? I don't want to beat up anybody of the Catholic faith, but I think the church needs to really remember to make sure you hit that home, that none of us is good enough to receive eternal life or an abundant life, but it's because of his sacrifice we already get it if we ask for the forgiveness of our sins, like you said. And that's a very important element. And I just say that because most of my friends are Catholic. And when I ask them, well, then good, you know you're going to heaven, a lot of them go, well, I hope so. You should know you're going to heaven just because you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you're trying to do the right thing, because everybody sins. Everybody falls short. But that's what
everyone
we do. We pray for forgiveness.
Exactly.
That's what it says, Romans 3:23. Brother, I want to share with everybody out there an actual miracle that took place in my life, because I haven't really told people this before. But, you know, I think I may have told you, but and I think we kind of said together, well, we both should be dead and we're not. I really am a woman who should be dead. I should be dead.
Thank
I should
you.
Have died at the age of three. I should have been part of a double murder-suicide brought on by my own mother, who was so distraught because my father left. She pulled out a gun, and she was getting ready to shoot me, shoot my brother, and shoot herself. And as she was bathing us and getting us ready, a miracle took place in my life where a strange woman, don't even know who she was, knocked on the door. My mom went to the door. She said, I don't know you. You don't know me. But God told me to stop here and see if you need anything. And I had to do it.
The Bible says,
brother, that's
we entertain
a miracle, because
angels at unawares. And I think God sent an angel.
And she could have been. She could have been an angel. I just never saw her again, and I don't know. But because she was obedient, she saved our lives. Mm-hmm. She gave us money. She helped us get relocated because my mom only had $7 in her wallet. And she just was losing it. I mean, she was having a nervous breakdown. And I used to have a hard time telling that story. But today I realize what a victory that story is, and I want everybody to know that when you see me, you're looking at somebody that should already be dead. I should already be dead, and I'm not, because of a manifestation of a miracle. They came out of a woman who simply believed in God, and that's all I know, because she said, I'm here because I believe in God, and God told me to stop. So some people are very super sensitive to the spirit realm and will hear commands like that. And, brother, ironically, and by the way, I'm one of these super sensitive people who can hear commands like that. The Bible refers to it as prophetic people who can hear things and know that they have to do things that haven't taken place yet. And that's like maybe I got that gift because of her. I don't know. But it's something that it's been a part of my life that caused me to go into chaplaincy and to become ordained, because I knew that God did give me this ability to do these things to help people manifest miracles. I need to come out of the darkness and stand and let everybody know, whether you're a martial artist or someone I worked with in the TV business for 25 years or someone I went to school with. I know you probably don't even know that about me, that I am literally saved because of a manifestation of a miracle. And I've been given an ability to do my kingdom work as we live in what I feel, brother, is the end times in the last days.
I totally agree. There is a darkness upon the earth that has never been before. The whole world economy has been shut down, and it's not going to get any better. And I see a darkness in religions, not only the prosperity gospel, which is another subject. These gospels and these preachers preaching about you've got to give everything you've got and under false pretenses. But I see a one-world religion growing, and it's not just with traditional churches. I see it in Pentecostal. I see it in even the Catholic Church is talking about absorbing different things and compromising Scripture, homosexuality is an abomination. And to relax God's law, the Bible says that they would change laws, the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, it's not only the Antichrist, but there's the spirit of the Antichrist. And his objective is to change religion through the spirit. And he is doing it, and people are falling for it at unawares. And it's being done now, right under their noses, for a one-world religion. And I want people to know that this one-world religion is coming. Beware of this, because this is totally an evil thing.
I believe it. Now, you actually are going to do a Facebook Live this coming week where people can hear more about these things that you are talking about. We are running out of time here, brother, but I want to let everybody know that you and I both are going to be at the Sport Karate Museum event in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm honored that you wanted to come because you knew that I was actually testing for my seventh dan, my seventh degree black belt in Tung Soo Do.
November 6th.
And you said you wanted to come. Yeah, and I appreciate that you're going to be there. But we're both going to be there, and I'm going to be doing a talk on my samurai and my Seiwai Genji ancestry. Because a lot of martial artists will be there, and I'm sure that's going to be of interest to them. So I want to let people know that. And
you guys gotta know this, that my sister is of royal heritage, and I'm speaking real royal heritage, and it goes way back to the House of Oda. So this is going to be something that you're not gonna want to miss, because I'm going to be there. Mm. I'm going to be videotaping this, and I'm shooting this live. So this is going to be something that is great. This is going to be, and it's going to make you guys a lot aware of who my little sister really, really is, and it's really an awesome.
Well, and I actually am going to be wearing my family kimono. As far as we know, it's about 200 years old, and it does have the Mokuman, the Kaimon symbol of Oda Nobunaga on it, and this is the first time I'm taking it out in public. Because it's old, it's 100% silk, I thought, well, I'm just going to keep it, but then I thought I need to educate people how these things were, and you know, especially if you're in martial arts, something that you may like to see up close and personal, so I'm going to take it out, I'm going to wear it. And I'm going to be presented my 7th degree black belt by Master A.J. Perry out of Cleveland, Ohio, that day, and that's the first time that Kimono Brother is going to see any action since 1565. My samurai, one of my samurai ancestors.
You're mentioning that age back then.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So anyway, brother, listen, I appreciate you doing the show. We've just kindly brushed up against the tip of the iceberg, but I'm going to continue my series on the manifestation of miracles to let people know that Jesus Christ and his blood sacrifice is the greatest power source out there. And those of us who say we believe in Jesus Christ, you need to get a real good grip on that. And if you're not good getting a grip on that, then you need to, step it up a little bit. Like we say in martial arts, you know, it's time to get a little rank. Let's go ahead and train and test. See if we can get a little rank going here and not just be a white belt our whole life, right?
Exactly. Take time out every day if it's just 1 minute. If you got time for this and time for that, give God a few minutes of your time, and even if it's just reading one paragraph of the Bible, you'd be amazed. If you're reading one paragraph of the Bible, within 1 year, you've read the whole Bible, and that's astounding.
Oh yeah.
So give God some time.
That's right.
You gotta do this, people. You gotta do this. And God
that's
will
right.
move it.
All right, brother. I appreciate you. Amen. I tell you what, let's move you over to Facebook Live in a few days. I know I'm going to be watching that. We're going to hear more stuff from Dennis Warren, who I'm trying to get in the pulpit, because I know he's good at it. But he's like, no, I don't think I want to do that. But I'm like, I don't know, brother. I didn't really think I wanted, you know, listen, I always wanted to be a TV star. I don't know how I ended up being an ordained chaplain. But anyway, God does things the way that he does them. And, you know, it's just we got to start doing our work. If we claim this faith, we got to make it work for us. All right, God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Eden Assignment. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
My honor. And you guys, God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.